Welcome back. This is episode 10 of the Photography Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Anthony Gowan, and I'm here to help aspiring photographers and creatives become better at their craft, their business, and everything in between. And that's you guys. First off, we hit episode 10. I feel like I should have like some sort of applause sound clip go over this right now. Double digits, guys. That's kind of exciting. I didn't think I'd be doing this still. We'll see how long this lasts. But so today's topic or whatever wasn't anything that was on my list of things to do. It was not on my episode list. I just hit record right now because of something that happened a few weeks ago, but today it just really came back together again, and it got me all emotional and thinking about what we do as photographers. Now, side note, like, there's been times where I've told my wife, like, I feel like my job as a wedding photographer isn't really like an important job. When I was younger, like, I always was struggling with the fact that, like, I felt like I needed purpose in life. And sometimes I still struggle with that. And I still think, like, I'm just a photographer. Like, I take pictures for a living. That's not an important job. I'm not a doctor or, you know, some sort of profession that, you know, is that people actually need, you know? Just a few weeks ago, I was scrolling through my Instagram, and I saw a post from one of my couples, and she posted that her dad had just passed away. And it hit me real hard because all the photos that she posted were all from the wedding of her and her dad. And what made it even more emotional was the fact that their wedding was just a few months ago. And man, it hit me even harder finding out that the last time she saw her dad was at her wedding. And it made me realize how important it is what we do. Before I go on and talk a little bit more, I wanted to read the text that she sent me, last night. I finally saw my text messages when I woke up this morning, but I wanted to read it to you because it also speaks to, I guess, kind of what I'm saying and just, hearing it from what she wrote. But she wrote me, hey you, I just wanted to thank you for your post a couple of weeks ago. As much as it meant to me then, it means more to me now. Whether or not you realize it, my wedding was the last time that I saw my dad. And I just want to thank you because the photos you took that night are the last living memory I have of my dad. And they are absolutely beautiful. I know we talked about what I wanted my photos to mean to me before the wedding. I just didn't realize that meaning would happen so fast. Thank you for providing my family with such great memories. And man, like, reading that again, like, just it got me all emotional, and it made me want to record this. And I guess talk about how it makes me feel, because I'm always talking about, at least in my inner circle of close friends and stuff, about how I get a little annoyed with the wedding industry as a whole. I'm not going to mention blog names or anything like that, but there's just a lot of blogs out there that they don't talk about this kind of stuff. It's always talking about the theme of your wedding and what type of details you need to have in order for it to look a certain way. And I feel like a lot of it really isn't covering the important stuff like this, especially from the photos aspect of everything. It's more of just an aesthetic that you need to have for your wedding. And even as photographers as well, like, you know, one of the things that we dread a lot is the group photos portion, you know, because it's not, you know, very artistic, and it can be a little difficult and time consuming and all that. But at the end of the day, like, it that doesn't really matter. These are memories for other people. And these could be people that, you know, the couple doesn't really see that often, or it could be like this instance where these are the last photos that these couples have of these, you know, family members or friends or whoever. And it's really our responsibility to make sure that we're not getting caught up in trying to create the most amazing, epic, you know, technical type of photo, or, you know, like, screw all the artistic stuff. I mean, try, you know, don't just, you know, be sloppy, but it's trying to find like this balance of creating something that you're proud of, you know, that has that artistic standpoint, but also still doesn't take away from the fact that these are important people in these people's lives. And so, like, one of the things that I've been doing, you know, for the past few years is minimizing group photos, you know, as far as like the list goes. So here's my approach. So, and how I always describe it to my couples is, hey, I'm going to send you a questionnaire. And on the questionnaire, there's a few, just a couple, I think it's maybe 5 to 6 max of like combinations that they can check off. And I try and minimize the amount of photos, meaning just combos. So like, if the way I always describe it is, say you've got a brother and a sister, and we do one big group photo, and then we take out brother and then leave in sister. And then we do one where we take out sister and then we bring in brother. And so my whole approach to it has always been like, let's try and minimize the amount of combinations. And that's a whole other story I can discuss in another episode on why I did it that way. I started doing that, but then also on the questionnaire is a section where it says, hey, you know, list other photos, you know, that you want to take. And I'm always trying to emphasize, hey, who are the important people that we need to get? Like, let's not just get a long-winded list of group photos just because you're supposed to. Let's prioritize all of the important photos of the day. And even at that too, like, I don't let my couple send me a shot list, because it's usually just a standard list. I learned this in the beginning of when I got started, but usually it's just a standard list that they got off of some wedding website somewhere. And so one of the things that I always ask along with the group photos thing is, you know, what are important people that I should focus on, or important moments, or, you know, just inside things that I should know, so that I know in the moment to prioritize these certain things. And sometimes I get, you know, hey, it's my grandma or my grandparents or, you know, something or other. I haven't seen this friend in years, and, you know, just things like that. I want to know going into this wedding what to prioritize. And then everything else, you know, is just standard stuff that we should, you know, be getting. I don't even know where I was going with this, other than just making sure that we as photographers prioritize the important people in these people's lives. Because we don't know if even the very next day, like, something could happen to anybody who is at that wedding. And it's just crazy to think about that we have that responsibility, and try not to get caught up in all the super cool trending poses or techniques or whatever, and still at the end of the day remember that these are important memories to other people. Man, I wish I had like written out a list of things to talk about, but I didn't. I kind of just wanted to hit record and just discuss that, because it really, this certain thing hit me hard, just realizing, man, I really do have an important job. You know, these could be memories that, you know, someone who hires me, these are the last memories of people in everyone's lives. Anyway, I'm getting choked up and I'm going to stop. But anyway, thank you for listening. If you got anything out of this, I would love to know. Feel free to leave something in the comments over at anthonygauna.com /10, episode 10. Exciting. If you like the show and you want to learn more, you can still view past episodes over on anthonygowna.com. Check out my other blog posts. And if you like the podcast so far, feel free to subscribe. That way you get notifications every time I push out an episode, and leave a review over on iTunes. I would love that. I would appreciate that. That way more people can start to, you know, that way the podcast can be seen by other people a little bit easier. And I would just love your feedback as well. Let me know if there's anything you would like to cover. And don't forget, I've got the photography community Facebook group. So you can join that as well. And we can continue the conversation over in there as well. But anyway, thank you so much, guys. And I will see you in the, or I guess I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.